From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Death toll has risen to 36 following riots that broke out after a court convicted a controversial guru of raping two of his followers in India. Nearly 270 people were wounded in the violent protest in the northern part of the country. Tens of thousands of supporters of the guru, who calls him Saint Dr. Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh Anjan, had rioted after he was convicted. Violent mobs then set fire to government buildings and attacked journalists and police officers. Relatives and elders protesting the death of 10 Somali civilians allegedly killed in a raid by Somali and U.S. troops say the bodies of the victims will not be buried until the perpetrators apologize. VOA's Maya Bush has details.
More than 300 Somali community leaders held a news conference after meeting in Mogadishu Saturday. Somali officials initially said Friday that troops had killed 8 al-Shabaab militants during an overnight operation and that no civilians had been killed. But later, the Somali army said its forces, supported by U.S. troops, mistakenly shot dead 10 civilians, including 3 children.
Government's conflicting statements on the incident have triggered public anger and protests. Prime Minister calling an urgent meeting to discuss the incident. Flooding and tornadoes are the next big danger facing residents of the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas, where Tropical Storm Harvey is swirling about. Up to 25 centimeters of rain could fall in some areas around the city of Houston, leading to flash flooding. At least 7 tornadoes have already touched down in the Houston area since Friday evening. So far, 1 person has been confirmed dead. This is VOA News.